I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Code Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Hello, Chico. This is Vin Taney, your host for this segment of Chico Now. And I'm in the studio with two very special guests from Manca. And Manca is the Museum of Northern California Arts. Again, I'm in the studio with Joanne and David. Welcome. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Vince.
Well, what brings you guys here?
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to chat with you about the Museum of Northern California Art, or MANCA.
Mm-hmm.
And I am here representing the MANCA Restoration and Transformation Committee. We're the folks that are trying to raise $500,000 to restore the museum. And when I say that, I'm referring to just the front of the museum for MANCA and the display of a wonderful collection. The collection is actually a gift from Reed Applegate, who is a Chico native.
Right, he was on the broadcast last week. Can we back up a little bit?
Yes.
Now, where is the museum?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's right on the Esplanade,
right,
across from Chico High School.
It's the old Veterans Memorial Hall,
yes,
correct?
Exactly, and it was built in 1926.
And it's in desperate need of restoration.
It is.
Okay.
It has been sitting idle since 2005. Mm-hmm. So, and it was built in 1926 as a memorial building, and it is operated as a center for veterans groups up until 2005. And with that, I'd like to introduce David Griffith, who is our architect in residence, so to speak, who is working with us to help make the Veterans Memorial Hall as wonderful as it can possibly
welcome
be.
Welcome to the broadcast, David.
Thank you, Vince.
You're welcome. So what's your role in this whole MANCA?
Well, I've been hired by the MANCA committee to take this grand old building at 900 Esplanade, mm-hmm, which was the Veterans Memorial Hall, created to honor the veterans of the Great War, World War I, and repurpose the building as a museum for this Northern California art. And it's a great project for us because the building is so nice. You know, I've been through all the original plans from the 20s, and many times we've scanned them in and we're working on them in our computers. But I'm struck with what a nice job they did.
Wow.
And you mentioned the building is really in need of restoration. That's true, but it's got great bones. If you walk through it, you can just see that it's going to turn out to be something.
Well, I always say they don't make them like they used to.
Well,
I think back in the day, that's just my thoughts. They put a lot of effort into it,
and they must have spent some money back at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The building is it's in the classic revival style, and it's constructed from the outside in concrete. And what struck me as an architect going through the plans, I've mentioned this before at some of our meetings, but the decor on the outside, what we think of as, you know, the decorations, is not added on. It's integral to the whole building. They actually formed the concrete to make the moldings. There's base moldings and crown moldings and features all around. And it's all basically there and part of the main thing. There was no added-on foam or plaster. Like they do today. And it's there's reasons for all that. But it's very nice to see as an architect that they went to that trouble. We had a comment in the office yesterday, I think, about while they did that, they also were very efficient. So if you looked at the building, you can see that they started forming the one wall, and they probably kept moving the same forms all the way around the whole building and somehow created a building that has lots of variation but efficiently reusing the form. So I have a lot of respect for those old builders.
Right,
it's,
right.
It's fun to work on that.
Well, and that's good to hear from a modern day architect to admire the architecture in the past. That's really good to hear.
Well, Appreciate that. So our approach, you asked me, what am I going to be doing here? Our approach is to do as little as possible while making it the perfect home for Monca. So a lot of those big old rooms are great for displaying art. And our main problem is to protect the art, because we have to air condition it, keep it cool enough and humid enough, or to keep the art safe. We also have to protect it from direct light, UV rays, the kind of thing that they worry about there. And at the same time, we have to, anything we do has to be done like, look like we did it on purpose.
Right,
you know,
right,
we
right.
have to create that, not just cover the windows with something. So, and then we have to provide also for future expansion. Monca has an arrangement with the landlord, which is the County of Butte, and it's possible, not certain, but possible that the museum would expand to the rest of the building in the future. We need to be sure that we don't put roadblocks up to that future expansion with our present work. So our work to date has been laying out a master plan as to how it would work if that were to come to pass. Once we have that done, and I believe we are about there, we will then concentrate our efforts on that first phase, which is the part of the building that you see when you drive by on the Esplanade, the front part. So.
But most of the work is going to take place in the inside, am I correct?
Yeah, actually, it's almost exactly correct. The Monca's mandate is to improve the inside. There's been a lot of work going on in the last year on the outside, which is being done by the County of Butte. They redid all the windows, historical windows, and they redid the roof, and they're presently redoing the mansard roof on the outside. If you drive by, you'll see some scaffolding on the north side where they're doing that.
Wow. And if you live in Chico or the surrounding area, drive by and check out the building, 900 Esplanade. Yes. And that's going to do it for this part of the interview. We'll be back after a short commercial break. This is Vince Haney with Chico Now. I'm in the studio with members of Monca, Joanne and David, and back after this short message, Chico Now.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Welcome back, Chico. I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vint Taney. Again, I'm in the studio with two very special guests there with Monca. That's the Museum of Northern California Arts. Welcome back, Joanne and David. And before the commercial break, David was just telling us about his role in the museum. And again, I had a couple questions. So you're a local architect. You're based out of Chico, correct?
Yes, our office is in right downtown Chico.
Downtown Chico. So with you undertaking this, I'm going to say assignment, did you have to research museums?
yes, but not to get the job. But to we're embarking on a research project with the Monca committees and doing some visiting of museums and a lot of discussion about the different aspects of it. So I view my role as sort of to facilitate the discussion from a technical point of view, and to, you know, I'm studying the building now so that we understand how it's put together, what can stay and what can't, and what we like and what maybe has been added later and needs to be fixed. So the research is an ongoing part of what we do. We don't consider ourselves museum experts. We're sort of general practitioners
when it comes
to architecture. We know a little about a lot, I think. So.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking about the part where you say, you know, with UV rays and air conditioning and all that and protecting the pieces.
We are definitely working on that particular subject right now, and particularly the air conditioning. We have a good climate for a museum. It doesn't get too moist here, like maybe if you were in Florida or something. But we still have to deal with that. And of course, all that air conditioning and humidification and everything is very expensive. So our mechanical engineer, who's a great fellow up out of Reading, he's saying, well, you need to be real deliberate about this, because if we do what you tell us, it's going to cost a lot. And so we're thinking, well, let's make sure that we're not just reading something out of a book that maybe was intended for Florida or something. Okay. So we're definitely doing it.
Wow. Okay, Joanne, I got a question for you. What are some of the exhibits that's going to be on display at the Museum of Northern California Arts?
Well, Reed Applegate's collection is a very significant collection of over 450 pieces of art, including paintings, prints, drawings, sculpture, and ceramics. Mm. So the idea will be to host a number of exhibitions each year. And also, the hope is that we will grow the collection,
mm-hmm.
add more pieces, but Reed's very, very generous gift to Monca is this core collection, which is just phenomenal, featuring artists from Northern California. And when I say Northern California, I mean the area from just north of San Jose all the way up to the Oregon border.
That's what I wanted to hear right there.
Yes.
So it's for us. It's for us.
It certainly is. It's for you, about you.
Yeah. I like that.
I would like to point out that since there are so many paintings, this underlines the principle I've been given to follow, which is the museum has to be very flexible. And so we have three good-sized exhibit rooms. We have a smaller room that we call in the library, but it's really a potential exhibit room. But the watchword is flexibility. So we have flexible lighting, movable pylons or whatever for different types of art. And then the ability to coordinate that with storage, because we're constantly anticipating changing these. And I've also been asked to allow for the ability to display traveling art. You know, some show puts a show on the road. And that's a very general thing to have to solve. But again, the building will work well for that, because it has these nice big airy and open spaces.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Vince. I'd also like to add that the building will be used not only for exhibition space, but as an educational center.
Yes.
And even without the building, we have gone out into the community. There are created art programs for elementary schools, the Boys and Girls Club, senior centers, and there is a mobile museum, or we call them the driving docents, and they actually take art to people in more rural areas. So I just wanted to add that the building will be used for education, and its location is perfect for that, because it's very close to both Chico High and Chico Junior High and a number of other museums.
Right, and Chico State.
Yes, certainly, Chico State.
Well, again, that's going to do it for this segment. We'll be back after this short commercial break. This is Vin Taney with Chico Now. I'm in the studio with Joanne and David, and they're from Monca. That's the Museum of Northern California Arts. And we'll be back after this short commercial break. Vin Taney, Chico Now.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Welcome back, Chico. I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vin Taney. And again, I'm in the studio with two very, very, very special guests, Joanne and David. And they're from Museum of Northern California Arts. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Vince.
Wow. Go ahead. I see you got something to say.
I think that I'd like to mention our website,
yes,
which is www.monca.org. and that tells you everything about the museum and also how you can make donations. As I mentioned earlier, we are charged with raising $500,000 before the fall of 2015. Mm-hmm. We really want to get the doors open and put this beautiful building back into working order. And David Griffith, who is here with me now, the architect for this wonderful project, keeps uncovering little gems about the building. Something about the foyer and the suspended ceiling, and when you really looked into it, it's a I love things like this.
Yeah. Well, Joanne, as I was starting to say, we're in the process right now of doing our due diligence, which in my shop means we're learning enough about the building to understand it, and we like to sort of put ourselves in the mind of the builders, sort of like method acting for architects or something. But and our method for that is we actually building a model in the computer, which, you know, captures all the measurements. We're measuring because we don't quite believe the old plans, but they're pretty right, but we do both, you know. And then we're modeling it. And during our little expeditions in modeling, we've noticed that there's some recent additions. When I say recent, meaning 50 years ago rather than like 80 years ago or whatever. And some of these are ceilings. And most of the present rooms have these suspended acoustic ceilings that you maybe saw when you were in grade school or whatever, right. and in offices and so forth, which were placed to sort of conceal as a quick fix some water damage or something. But there's one in the foyer conceals, we haven't quite seen this yet from below. We climbed around the attic and saw it from above, but it has an arched ceiling created by these old-time plasterers who actually made moldings by molding the plaster with a metal form, as opposed to tacking up something from Home Depot, you know. And so we're looking forward to seeing that ceiling get taller and be restored. So that's something that I would like to see too. We haven't quite made it up that high from the inside, but it should be good. I would comment also, Joanne mentioned that the Monca website, and I would like to say that this modeling process that we follow at Griffith Architects is designed and appealing, I think, to the Monca people, because what it generates is the ability to see this stuff as it's sort of being put together.
Yes.
We're not really there yet, but we expect to be able to post things, sort of progress reports or whatever, on the Monca website, which will probably link back to the Griffith Architects website. And that's kind of our method, and something that was appealing to Monca when we went through our interview process and getting the job. So we intend to keep reporting back, not that much there now because we haven't got that much to show for it that's presentable, but there will be, and it should be an interesting process to kind of keep track of as we move forward.
And for those who would like, who have a heart for, passion for art, or just compelled to be a part of what's happening, again, how can they be a part financially?
We would welcome donations. As I said, this is a very tall order, $500,000. But you can go to our website, www.monca.org, and there's plenty of information as to how you can be of help, and we'd certainly appreciate it. This is a museum of artists for you from our community and region. It will be a regional museum, and it's just such an exciting project. When you think of the veterans, Butte County, and the arts community all coming together to save this building, it's very, very exciting.
That is exciting. I wanted to mention the veterans have been a real part of this, and they were the first to line up with a donation, and it was great. They were there in their uniforms, and they had taken up had a big meeting and had taken up a collection or whatever, and had a check at a meeting a couple months ago. And there's more than one veterans group, and the first to contribute issued a challenge to the rest. So we'll see about that. That makes me want to say also that I mentioned the flexibility of the Monca plan, but there will be one fixed exhibit, and that's an exhibit honoring the veterans who basically deserved the building, and then it deserved honor for handing it over to the artists here. But there will be a permanent exhibit in a prominent place showing their interests and some of their stuff.
And you guys have allowed the veterans to have their stuff on display, doing And what you guys had is pop-up museums, right?
Yes. We had a pop-up museum just within the last month that was at a location downtown featuring veterans art. And there were poetry readings, there was music, two separate receptions. And it was very, very well received and a very moving exhibition. So we want to continue to honor the veterans. Were it not for them, we would not have the opportunity to move into this magnificent building. Right. We're most appreciative and thankful.
Yes. And I was just thinking, having the museum open here in Chico, it's going to open up a lot of other opportunities for artists. That's what, right?
Absolutely. Yes, that's our dream.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this segment of Chico Now. Again, I want to thank you guys for coming in and sharing. And again, you're welcome here as much as you want to. Again, I'm going to sign out. This is Vince Haney. Any last words, guys?
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. And just remember, Museum of Northern California Arts. This is Vince Haney signing out for Chico Now. Join us tomorrow while our host will be Scott Allred.
Rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon brain.